I would like to hear from you, and then we should probably get to voting on the amendment and then go back to the original motion. But go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm going to talk about the original motion. Should I wait?
No, that's fine. No. You can talk about the original. Well, I think we're kind of talking about them both at the same time, since it was just kind of a minor change, a minor fix to the original motion, and it was a friendly amendment.
Well, there's no such thing as a friendly amendment, but okay, in Robert's rules.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, there's a paragraph in here that talks about expenditures or incurring obligations in any one business quarter which accumulated are in excess of the budget overdraft maximum amount. So that means if the budget is going over $5,000 in a quarter for the entire budget, that means it has to be voted on?
This is Ken. I can resolve that.
Go ahead.
The issue is that the budget may be positive or negative because we're not controlling the revenue, okay? So and the budget varies from season to season. But it's a question of expenditures exceeding what was allocated in the budget. And if I didn't say in a period of a quarter, then somebody could spend $1,000 every week or, you know, $1,500 every week, not go over the limit, but be over the limit in the period of a quarter. So it has to be over a period of time. That's the escrow period, you know, a quarter. And we're just looking at a quarter because we're not going to be able to look at it every day or every week, but we can look at the past quarter and to see in the area of advertising, did we exceed the budget by more than $5,000? In the area of new hires, did we exceed $5,000? It's a question of expenditures, not whether or not the budget is balanced.
Okay, it's William, just to further, if you're going to make it by line item or something like that, an identifiable expense, you need to get that into the motion. The way it reads now, in that paragraph anyway, it just says, if expenditures for the quarter are $5,000 more than in the budget, you got to go to the PNB. And that makes no sense. If you want to figure a way to make it by line items or some other way to describe that, then it might make a little more sense. Thank you.
Thank you.
One last question from Ken. Are you talking about percentage of the budget or a fixed number dollar?
I'm talking a fixed number. I mean, it would be nice to theoretically work by percentages, but it's too complicated.
So
it'd just be better if it's a number.
Since KPFK's budget is $3.3 million, what would be a number for you to say they've gone over the budget?
Oh well, I was saying five, but I'm not really saying. I just put numbers in there to begin with. That will be decided in this case with Joe's amendment by the NFC. So we can have a meeting and discuss that and put in realistic numbers. Again, this is over budget, where somebody went over budget. So whether it's 5,000 or 50,000, it's some kind of a number.
I understand.
I agree with Ken. It's really important to understand each station has a $3 million budget or a $1 million budget. That's already proportionate.
Right. Right.
Our Paul for stack?
Chris, Nick Arena for the stack.
Okay. All right. We're getting way over time here, but this do you think that we're getting dilatory at this point or is this
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and let Nick Arena speak.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes for new people.
Okay. All right, 5 minutes for new people. That sounds – Nick, go ahead.
So as I understand it, I'm speaking against the motion for the basic reason of the following. The basic understanding I have of the NFC is that one of our main functions is to review and approve the budgets of the station and a PRA. And for the second year in a row, the National Finance Committee has not reviewed the budgets of the local stations, not only in fiscal year 18, but now fiscal year 19. We have wasted what I count almost 45 minutes discussing a motion about, valid in its hope, but we've wasted 45 minutes of all of our time not doing the basic function of this committee, which is to review the budgets of stations, which we have not done. And so I consider what we're doing, again, a colossal waste of time and misdirection of resources and just exemplary about how Pacifica can't really focus on the important things that it's tasked to do, but does things that just waste people's time. And I think we should just table the motion and come back to just doing our basic work, which is reviewing the budgets, and pick this up after we've done that work.
Is that a motion to table?
I second that, Mansoor.
Is anyone making a motion to table?
Nicarina just did.
I'm making a motion to table and pick this up again when we've done our basic work, which is let's review the budget. That's what we're supposed to do. We're not even doing that.
We got a second on the motion. Do we have any objections to tabling this motion?
Back to tabling.
I'm sorry?
Joseph, I object to tabling.
I thought someone might. Okay. So let's take a vote on this.
Okay. One second.
Sorry.
Okay. The motion is to table the motion that's currently on the floor. Ken Aaron.
No.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
I'm going to pass.
Joseph Davis.
I vote not to table. No.
William Heerwagon.
Yes.
Tony Leon. Larry Dankner. R. Paul Martin. Yes. P.K. McCary.
No.
Mansoor Sabah.
Yes. Table.
Okay, I don't think there's anybody I missed. 4-4, 3 against.
No, how about Chris? I know who passed.
James.
You need
abstains.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris Corey.
Care abstains.
Abstains. So it's 4-3-1.
The motion's tabled. All right, so we can move to the next item. Ken, I thank you very much for this, and I think it's an important motion, and I hope to get back to it. Anyway, I need more time to think about it. Just personal. So, what's our next item up on the agenda?
Reports on budgets from each unit, starting with KPFA.
All right. So I don't have any updates on KPFA. The last time I reviewed the budget with Maria, it was in deficit by approximately 7%. I think it was like $150,000 to $180,000 in deficit. I've noticed that these figures, they tend to drift upwards as some of the late funding through credit card proceeds comes in, but I haven't heard from her recently. I will try to get a further update on the budget during the next meeting, but I don't have anything further to report than the last time. So let's see, KPFK is up next.
Okay, we reviewed the budget, and we're we're still positive, but we're below what we had scheduled for the budget. So the KPFK Finance Committee voted to get the business manager and the GM to revise the budget in consideration of fund drives not performing as anticipated, and the fact that the 2018 budget, we were in the black, but we underperformed what had been budgeted. So, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. We're having a meeting, and we're waiting for the general manager and the business manager with a deadline of March 1st to come up with a revised budget.
All right. Next up is KPFT.
All right, gentlemen. We approved a budget in October of 2018 with a budget of $1.15 million, $1.155 million to be exact. The actuals in 2017 and 2018 were significantly different, but the reason that we made the projections that we did, and I am reading my notes, so bear with me one second. I'm going back and forth. We made almost the same amount of money in 2018 as we did in 2017, about $3,000 difference. However, we had a problem with the fact that a summer drive that was eliminated. We did not get the opportunity to raise the projected money in our July and in our, it was in May and July, fund drives. They were reduced by $100,000. So basically, that was about $350,000 that was eliminated to even project for. And the two items become lost revenue. We just put it back by including the additional $250,000 back in the budget. We're reinserting the drives that were eliminated and the money that was eliminated from those drives. We have money in the bank, which is not a bad thing at all. But what I have to say that's really happening with our revenues is that they're really putting on their thinking caps and their bare bone on our expenses, but which is why I think, you know, handling quarterly reports and understanding the numbers without micromanaging the general manager and the business manager and running to the ED every time there's a problem would be solved by doing it the way that we're doing it. So I don't know if anybody has any questions, but we've met twice this year and got a report from the general manager that we're in the black, but we're not out of the danger zone. I don't know if Joseph wants to correct or add anything to what I've just said.
Hey, this is Joseph.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I do think that we did send in this budget. This is the third time we sent it to you guys, and we are doing a good job of adhering. We're in the black, and I think I would like to forward a motion that the NFC approve our budget, or at least recommend that the PNB approve our budget. I think that's really important to get done. So I move that the National Finance Committee approve and forward our budget to the PNB. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, PK. And Joseph. We'll circle back on that issue just mentioned at the end of the budget reviews here. Does BAI have anything to present?
Yes. Very little. I've presented this already, and the previous presentation is there. The budget comes in at a deficit of about $254,000. It's projecting a daily tally of $7,500 a day for every day pitched. And, pardon me, we have been able to adhere to that to some of the FY19 on-air fundraisers. The current one that's going on right now, however, after the first 8 days of pitching, is only averaging $6,600 a day. Maybe this will pick up. Who knows? Basically, that's it, because otherwise I'd just be repeating what I've already said.
Okay. Thank you. PFW, do we have anything?
Yes. We, again, had approved our budget in November, submitted it to the NFC after it was approved. We are running at just over 7% ahead of budget, mostly due to running ahead of income at a very good pace. We've had additional expenses associated with the installation of a new HD transmitter here, and as required by our working with our transmitter cell tower at American University. But we're about, again, about 7% ahead of plan, plus about $50,000, and are in our winter drive, and things are going well.
Wonderful to hear.
May I ask a question, Mansoor?
Go ahead, Mansoor.
I would like to ask the Mr. Jackson, Executive Director, if he has any comments to make on the budget of the radio station.
I really don't. All I will tell you is that, you know, I would love to be able to present a national office budget, but that will come once NEDA is able to sort of aggregate these budgets, particularly the central service aspects of them, once they're finally, they're all approved, to be able to do a projection for us, and that includes affiliates. But no, I don't have any comment. I'm glad to see that for the most part, revenues seem to be projected pretty well, give or take a station. But that's all of my comment for now.
All right. Thank you.
I'm sorry to say that I don't know what the procedure is for the NFC to approve station budgets. What needs to be done in order to make that happen?
Our Paul for comment.
Go ahead, Paul.
What happens is a motion is made. On the other hand, what really needs to be done usually over the years is we schedule the specific budgets, and then we usually spend some amount of time on the particular budget. There's a whole bunch of question asking, and people look at the numbers, and we go back and forth and ask about, you know, how has the performance been, and show us what you've got. So I would say that making a motion like this is kind of not quite in order. I mean, technically it's in order. We could do it. But if in my personal opinion, if the NFC were to pass that motion right now, we'd be shirking our fiduciary duty because we have not gone over it. Usually, what in the past has happened is we're able to get at most through two budgets in a meeting because they do take some time to go over it and, you know, ask questions and all of that. So, I would say maybe someone might want to make a motion that we take on one or two particular budgets for the next NFC meeting, and that we're going to do that with an eye toward passing them. Now, that doesn't guarantee we're going to have to pass them at the next meeting. It is possible we may get into a lot of questions and say, come back with the following differences and, you know, go over it again. That happens. So, yeah, we need to talk about these individual budgets in more detail before we pass them.
I understand. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. It sounds like KPFT is advocating for that to be done for their station. So I would like to I'd like to move to put that one on. for the next meeting. Is there any other? I think KPFA could probably do it too. But is there another station that would like to throw in for the review process for the next meeting?
Sure, WPFW will.
Okay, we'll do PFW and KPFT for the next meeting. Then I'll make sure that becomes part of the agenda. So that's let's see. I guess I should write that up, huh? As a motion.
What I have is to take up KPFT's and WPFW's FY19 budgets at the next meeting.
There you go. Perfect. Do we have a second?
Don't need a second in committee.
Oh, that's right. My God. Do we have any objections to that motion?
William.
Go ahead, William.
I don't see how we can, the Finance National Finance Committee could approve individual budgets when we haven't given any consideration to how much the national budget, national office budget will be, and how much, therefore, we need to do for central services, and how we're going to apportion the central services to the various stations, because there were some accommodations that made differences. I'm not saying I want to maintain them or get rid of them, but you know, you can't have a budget unless you have all that information about central, especially central services. Thank you.
RPM per sec.
Go ahead, Ron.
Who? Me, I think it's me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I agree that they need to have the budgets with the loan repayment and other stuff in them, but that's a part of what we would be doing. We would finally be getting right down to the nitty gritty of it, and we'd be talking about, well, here's what a budget looks like. Here's any wiggle room you might have in that budget, and then we would really be bothering, I suppose, the PNB to say, hey, you know, we passed a motion from this committee to the PNB asking for this information about the loan repayment and all of that, and, you know, we would then be saying we cannot pass any budgets if you don't give us the information. And then we would also have the time to discuss in some depth what to do if the PNB doesn't tell us all of that. So I think that I support the motion, and I think that the members' concern about loan repayment and central services will come up during that. I know NETA is supposed to be doing something about what they think the central services fees should be. They're reviewing that. So all of that can come in at the next meeting, and we can really get down to it and see what happens next.
The chair would like to comment about this. I'm also a little bit concerned that we're going to continue to fall behind on the timeline for this process. I mean, if we have to review five stations and that takes two or three meetings to do, and it's now February, we're talking about May before we would have them all done. If we don't start until May, which is apparently when the process would be able to begin, if I'm to understand Maxie correctly, then we'd be looking at June, July, August before the budgets were completed and reviewed and passed on to the PNB. And I believe that's 2 months before the fiscal year end, which seems like a waste of time, in that we should probably be talking about the 2020 budgets by that time, or at least beginning to. So we would have wasted our time. And I understand that the budgets won't reflect actual numbers or anything, you know, close to it, I suppose, although I don't know how much variance there is on the items that were being discussed here from year to year. I haven't really looked at that. My impression is that there isn't a lot of variance, but I don't know that for a fact. So that's my 2 cents worth. Are we going to need to vote on that motion? It sounds like we are, because we have at least one objection.
This is William. I don't object to discussing budgets. It's just that you can't complete the process is what I'm saying.
I understand. Okay. Understood.
Arpal, for a very fast comment.
Go ahead, Arpal.
There is nothing prohibiting the NFC from scheduling more meetings.
Indeed, there isn't. Okay. All right. Having overcome that limitation, it sounds like, let's see, I should ask if anybody actually objects to the motion. Hearing no objection, we will review the budgets of KPFD and KPFW at the next meeting. And I think that brings us to new business. Is there any new business?
Hold on 1 second, please. I had something here. As I mentioned before, I had a crash. Crap. I can't find it. Forget. I don't have new business. Sorry.
Okay. Anybody else? Well, that sounds encouraging.
Hold on. No, wait. This is Ken. If Maxie, I had to unmute. If the EP is still on the line, if we can have an update on the status of our CFO.
Yes. The interim CFO is Larry Dankner, who we obtained through our relationship with NETA. He's working for 3 months per the beginning of the contract. So what I've asked the Pacifica National Board to do is begin the search for a CFO, a formal CFO. So I don't have an update for you on that. That was just articulated to them in the last week or two, the last National Board meeting. But that is the process that needs to take place. So hopefully that answers your question.
Arpal remembers what he was going to do.
Go ahead, Arpal.
It relates to this. Since Mr. Dankner is the interim CFO, he is therefore by the bylaws a member of this committee and should be on the mailing list at least. And the thing is, I was given his email address, and when I try to send to that email address, I get a notice that that email address does not exist. So maybe we can get a better email address for him and send it to me, and I can invite him.
Yeah, I actually remember having that same problem, Maxie.
Okay, I'll make sure you have the proper one. I email with him quite regularly, so
let me
provide that to you, Chris, and you can do what you need to do with it.
Okay, thank you. I'll forward it to Arpal. Okay, any more new business?
I move to adjourn.
Hearing no new business, we have a motion to adjourn. Does anyone object to the motion?
Have a glass of wine, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hearing no objections, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And
thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.